This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in this week. And boy, it's turning out to be a fantastic day.
Yeah,
it is. It's just incredible.
It's
warmer weather on the way as well.
It's a beautiful day here in Madison, where we're broadcasting from our global headquarters of the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got sunshine and nice warm temperatures. Turned out really nice. It was really cloudy this morning.
Yeah.
Lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
Why don't we get to something from Tim Walz? You know, it's so refreshing to hear from Tim Walz again. He's out there plugging away. You know, I think he's going to run for president again.
He might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before it was vice president. Now, of course, it's
running
president.
The thing
that bothers me about the Democrats is they shouldn't be running all the time. You know, Kamala did such a great job. She should have just kept going, right? She'd be out there right now talking about what the administration is doing wrong. I mean, there's a lot to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
But she isn't out there at all.
Yeah.
I think she has her sights maybe on the governorship in California, perhaps.
Possibly so, yeah.
Yeah. But Tim Walz was out there in Minnesota, and I thought we'd check in with him. He said something recently about looking at Tesla stock and kind of giving him a boost each day.
Really?
Watching it go down.
Okay.
But now he's backtracking just a little bit, not really, but let's listen to this. This is Cut 241. You all set for that there, Cal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go with it.
Tim Walz.
Look, I have been at it with this guy, and I just want to be clear. All of you know me, and it's I own this or whatever. And I told the folks last fall when I was on the 90-day Eras tour there that this was part of it, that I don't use a teleprompter, I don't speak from notes, and I try and speak from the experiences I've had with other people on this. And this guy bugs me in a way that is probably unhealthy. And I have to be careful about being a smartass. I was making a joke. These people have no sense of humor. They are the most literal people, But my point was they're all mad, and I, you know, said something I didn't, you know, probably shouldn't have about a company. He is... agree. So I make the case. They're all butthurt about the Tesla thing, but they don't care the disrespect they have shown to employees at the Minneapolis VA who care for our veterans, and they fire them. They don't care. So, yes. So here... All of us, we will have the conversation about efficiency in government and about doing that, but none of us believe for a second they're thinking about this. Oh, we fired everybody that's dealing with Ebola. And then he went into the Oval Office wearing a hat. I don't ever want to hear anybody talk about decorum and respect or that. Wearing a hat, coming in there, richest man in the world. Again, this baby's just me. If I'm the richest man in the world, I'm like out on the streets handing out to money. It'd be fun as hell just to help people out.
Yeah.
Help people out. Not this guy. Not this guy.
See, you don't have to sign a petition either. Just passing out money if you're the richest man in the globe.
Why not?
Good God.
Let's go to the phones here.
We got some calls here. Cam from Appleton.
Cam, go ahead with your call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. You can hear me, yeah?
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah, clearly. Yep.
Sounded good.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So I actually work for the state of Minnesota, and I would normally be really happy to hear any audio from Walz, but after hearing that line specifically, I'm actually a little bit agitated because he yesterday sent out a memo at the end of the workday to all state of Minnesota employees, and it became public knowledge, too. You can see it in the Star Tribune, where... He is recalling all state of Minnesota employees, no more working from home forever, even though that's what our departments had all told us, is that we're going to be keeping this forever. It's clearly working. Our data shows that people are happier and more work is getting done while working from home. I'm going to be let go because I live in Appleton, and they aren't going to allow anyone that is outside of the 75-mile radius of the office to work from home, and he's giving until June 1st.
Wow.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
How did you manage to get a job in Minnesota?
I originally worked in Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. I moved here to be with my partner because she wanted to go to the University of Green Bay to pursue a career path in the DNR.
And Cam, that makes a lot of sense.
Out of school to drag her back.
Yeah, that, I mean that's one of the great reasons why Governor Evers wants to keep working from home in place, because it allows a lot of people who work for the government to not have to live in Madison or Milwaukee. They could live anywhere in the state and still be a part of the government. So I sympathize with you, man.
Yeah.
Not everything these guys do is good. So
sorry to hear about that. Cam, thank you for that call. We just have a minute here. Let's go to Dick from Madison. Dick, if you can keep it quick, go ahead.
That just plain sucks. Couple quick things. I think that Rubio's in trouble. He was talking from wherever he was. I think it was in Jamaica, and he actually said that none of this dust up is the media's fault. Can you imagine when the peer hears that?
Oh, that's Well, I like him getting into trouble for telling the truth.
Yeah, that won't,
that works for me.
That won't get him very far in the Trump administration.
All right. Thanks for that. We got to take a break here.
Yeah. We'll come back after the news coming up in our next hour. Also, Mike McCabe will be joining us. It's the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy on the Civic Media Radio Network.